Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. Today I thought, keeping in the spirit of the holidays, that we would talk about frankincense and myrrh. I mean, we've spoken about frankincense and the medicinal properties of it, but there's even more information about it that I would like to share with you. And then we'll have a little fun maybe with myrrh. But, you know, I'm not going to waste time. We know it's been used for thousands of years. It quells disease. It helps inflammation. It supports heightened immunity. And it can also help prevent dangerous infections. But we're learning more and more about the added benefit of a cancer-fighting potential, which researchers over in the UK and among other European countries have allegedly confirmed through rigorous scientific testing. So I feel that this is very exciting news for all of us that love to try to heal ourselves as naturally as possible. I think that this is a major breakthrough. One of the reasons that it is so good with helping to fight cancer, it has a nutrient profile. There's a compound known as acetyl-11 keto beta boswellic acid, and that's called AKBA for short. And scientific tests, they're saying, have determined that AKBA is a sworn enemy of cancer. So I guess there was funding and whatnot, the University of Leicester, and they were able to uncover how frankincense may be safe and effective for women who suffer from ovarian cancer. And we know this is one of the leading causes of cancer in women, and it's also one of the most difficult to catch early. It can be a silent type of creeping cancer. So what's amazing to me is that even in late-stage ovarian cancer, and this is exceedingly difficult to treat using, you know, the conventional methods, they're saying that the AKBA found in frankincense oil demonstrated, a clear, ability to wipe out these cancer cells. The compound in the AKBA with the ovarian cancer cells in vitro, have been able to show its effectiveness. It's also an oil that has been taken by many people with no known side effects. So this is really important, too. It has enormous potential to be available at a clinical trial level in the near future. And I suspect there will be additional treatment, including this for ovarian cancers and other cancers. Now, the thing that makes the frankincense so great is that these are particular cancer cells don't respond to chemotherapy, and they seem to, so far, based in the studies they are responded to by the frankincense. It's not just ovarian cancer, breast, colon, and prostate. So that is indeed good news. And some of the early evidence, and I don't know, it does, suggest that frankincense isn't just a supplemental treatment to go along with chemotherapy and radiation. And in some cases, and remember, some cases, this is up to your doctors and whatnot. But in some cases, it may actually be preferential as a replacement. So, I just thought that was, pretty interesting. And here again, you know, we want to mix it with a carrier oil, you know, fractionated coconut oil or, you know, your oil of choice. You can apply it topically. A lot of people, especially if you're fighting a disease, like to consume it orally. You put one or two drops of the oil into a beverage or water, you know, of your choice. But here again, you've got to consult with a physician that is knowledgeable in the proper use of essential oils before doing something like this, especially if it's for cancer-fighting purposes or any other, you know, disease-fighting reasons. So while it's wonderful and we've all heard about the trek in the Far East that brought the gift to the newborn king, the three wise men from the biblical account of the birth of Jesus, frankincense, of course, was one of them. It definitely has much more value than just a fragrant incense. This, I thought, was pretty important. I got this from a post by Ty Bollinger, and I follow alternative cancer cures, supplements, and ways to prevent cancer. And there are several of these stories that on the internet, and I try to go and use only those that I know and feel are reputable, and I'd like to bring that to you guys' attention. So I just thought that it would, you know, would be great to talk about that, especially during this holiday season. Now, myrrh is also was also presented to the newborn king, and we also know that it goes well with frankincense. They both grow similarly in the Middle East, Northern Africa, and they've been used for, as I said earlier, over thousands of years for physical healing and spiritual, you know, worship. Myrrh, I don't think we've talked about as much, but it's also anti-infectious, anti-inflammatory, it's an antiseptic, anti-tumor, astringent, and tonic. So, with that being said, allergies, skin allergies, chapped, cracked skin, Hashimoto's disease, hypothyroidism, impetigo, I think that's how you pronounce it, stretch marks and ulcers are great and respond great to the use of myrrh. Bronchitis, asthma, athlete's foot, candida, mucus, coughs, I know I'm going on and on, eczema, digestion, flatulence, especially after those high-fat holiday dinners and celebrations, fungal infections, gingivitis, gum infection, hemorrhoids, mouth ulcers, prostate gland, ringworm, sore throats, wounds, wrinkles. It also helps block UV radiation. And back in the 90s, a reported study claims that it blunts pain in mice, so it could also be a pain reliever for humans, and it also is great for helping to lower cholesterol. So as always, one oil, you know, can do so very many, many things and have so many uses. And it's wonderful that we have these oils that we can choose from as a way of naturally healing ourselves and just plain smelling good. Spiritually, myrrh, you know it's been used in temples and houses of worship, but it also helps work through personal sorrow and tragedy. It brings comfort to those who have lost a loved one. Claims it also helps to understand the mystery of death. This is documented in many scrolls. Its character is the yang, hot and drying. It's a water element. And, you know, we've covered the chakras. but myrrh helps to open the first chakra, which is your root, second, which is your sacral, and seventh, which is your crown. I would say that definitely use carefully on children under six. Maybe I would not even use myrrh on children under six unless it's recommended by the pediatrician. In children over six, very, very, very carefully. And also, if you're pregnant, that is also to be used with caution. And here again, that would be something to check with your doctor about. Spiritual ceremonies, myrrh, same as frankincense, we know can be used for prayer and meditation. Myrrh is also a cure for cancer or to help cure cancer, leprosy, syphilis, and herpes. So that was a little eye-opening. Also I wanted to add it's been used in over 500 years in Chinese medicine and it is still used, in Chinese medicine. We also know that it's listed in the Bible in Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Matthew, and Revelation. There's a frankincense holiday blend, courtesy of Lisa's Herbs and Oils, that I wanted to share with you. 5 drops of frankincense, the Egyptian kind, 5 drops of myrrh, 5 drops of cedarwood, and 5 to 10 drops of orange. So you put those in a diffuser or a spray bottle, you could put it on cotton balls and place around, corners and in your drawers or car. And it's just a wonderful, uplifting holiday scent. I mean, you could probably switch out the cedarwood for balsam fir. That would really keep the smell of the Christmas tree going. So I hope you found this information helpful and interesting. I would like to thank you for joining me today during this busy holiday season. Next week, we'll talk about cures for the digestion, etc. I figured that would be a good topic after the holidays and the revelry of New Year's Eve and everything is over for those of us that may have overdone it just a bit and be a little bloated, a little uncomfortable. There are some natural ways that we can feel better and be back on top of our game as soon as possible. I'd like to have you guys check me out along with the other Angel Coaches at angelcoaches.org. Like our Facebook page, see what we're going, what's going on with all of us. My website is down because I am in the process of moving, so I do not have the ability to do my blends and oils as I would like. So that will get put back up. At this point, we go into Mercury retrograde, so it may not go up until the end of January, if not the first week or two of February, so that we're out of that shadow. I should be settled by then as well, and then I will be able to take orders again. But like my Facebook page, and it was a pleasure to have you guys listen to me and or download this segment later. Take care, and I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful, happy, healthy, prosperous, and safe New Year's. Talk to you next year. Bye-bye.